I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. We're going to go a little different with this podcast. I was trying to figure out like how to theme it and like what I really haven't bought any new records lately. I've spent the last couple of weeks at like movie festivals and actually seeing live bands, and I am worn the hell out. I think the only thing I've bought new is another copy of Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak, which sounds amazing, and I can't stop listening to that. So, that being said, there's not a lot of new music, but I figured I could go back into the archives and puzzle something together, and I think we're going to talk about soundtracks. We're not going to talk about film scores as we normally do when we go down that route. We're going to talk about actual soundtracks. Like, when I was a kid, like, that was, like, the coolest thing you could possibly buy. At least for me, like, I loved soundtracks, especially soundtracks with dialogue. I thought that was the absolute shit. Like, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, all of which we will be getting to, as well as Kevin Smith's Clerks films. But, and just Kevin Smith films in general, really. But, yeah, I figured we'd get into that, and we'd play some music, and we'd enjoy it, and it's very summertimey, and it's, like, the best mixtape you can possibly come together. And we'll be talking about Awesome Mix Volume 1 as well. But we're gonna start it all off with some music from the World's End soundtrack, which I think is, like, one of the finest distillations of sort of, like, late 80s, early 90s dance rock stuff you can possibly think of. So you may recognize this from the beginning of The World's End, as well as from your childhood and youth. This is the Soup Dragons with I'm Free.
I put this on a tape for you, didn't I?
Yeah, this is it.
This is the tape?
Yeah, look.
Where'd you find it?
It was in the tape player.
Don't be afraid of your freedom!
From my granddaddy, come. These are the words me hear from my granddaddy. He said nothing in this world like when a man know him free. Free from the lock, I'm set free from the key. Feel like a butterfly, free like a bee. These are the words me hear from my granddaddy. Said it's nice to be free, nice to be free. Free from the lock, I'm set free from the key. Don't be afraid of your freedom.
'Cause I'm free to do what I want any other time.
I said I'm free to be alive. What other archaic rituals are you people forbidden to take part in?
What?
Like, for instance, what if we were to walk into the saloon here, sit down at a table, order a drink, and drink it? Would the authorities frown on that?
Hell yeah, they're gonna frown.
And what part would they find the most offensive?
All of it. I can't be walking no saloon, I can't be sitting down in no chair at no table, I can't be drinking no drink, and I definitely can't be sharing no drink with no white man in public.
So if you and I were to do these things, that would be considered enough of an infraction for the saloon keeper to go and get the sheriff?
You bet your sweet ass they get the sheriff.
In that case, Django, after you.
Said vengeance is his, but I'ma do it first. I'm gonna handle my business in the name of the law. Oh. Now if he made you cry, oh, I gotta know. If he's not ready to die, he best prepare for it. My judgment's divine, I'll tell you who you can call. You can call. My wrath will come down like the cold rain, and there won't be no shelter, no place you can go. Hey, hey, hey. It's time to put your hands up, time for surrender. I'm a vigilante, my love's defender. You're a wanted man, and everybody knows. Yeah. You better call the police, call the coroner, call up your priest, have the warrior.
Why not?
It's today.
What?
Paulson's funeral parlor. Next show's at 4.
Shit, what about tomorrow?
One night only. She's buried in the morning.
Oh, you gotta watch the store. I gotta go to this.
Wait. Has it ever occurred to you that I might be bereaved as well?
You hardly knew her.
True. But do you know how many people are gonna be there? All of her old classmates, to say the least.
Oh, stop it. This is beneath even you.
I'm not gonna miss what's probably gonna be the social event of the season.
You hate people.
But I love gatherings. Isn't it ironic?
Oh,
Interesting thing, I have to admit, I did not actually see Clerks in the theater because that came out when I was like 13. So I saw it on video with my brother, and my mom came home during the very end part where, you know, it's like, you fucked a dead guy. That scene, that was when my mom came home while my brother and I were watching that. Yeah, that was interesting. But anyhow, I had actually owned the soundtrack since it came out because, like, that Soul Asylum song we just played, Can't Even Tell, was in heavy rotation on the local alternative rock station, so I heard that a lot. And also, it was very nice once I finally saw the movie to see all those dialogue snippets put into context, because all I had ever seen was the Can't Even Tell video once on MTV. Before that, we had I'm All Right from the Caddyshack soundtrack by the immortal Kenny Loggins, who, yeah, it's a very difficult thing to decide which Kenny Loggins soundtrack, like, song you're going to pick. Do you pick, like, Meet Me Halfway from Over the Top? Do you pick I'm All Right? Like, it's a very difficult thing. There are so many songs to choose from. But ultimately, we had to go with that and think of a dancing gopher. Before that, John Legend with Who Did That to You from the Django Unchained soundtrack. You know, honestly, like, I wish John Legend would do more stuff like that. Like, motherfucker can sing like a son of a bitch, but man, the songs he picks are just, like, so, like, milquetoast. Oh. Anyhow. Mamma Mia from The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, from the very end scene, which is like the triumphant return after their trip into the desert. I love that movie. The more time goes on, the better that movie gets. And we started everything off with Soup Dragons doing I'm Free from the World's End. We're gonna play something from Escape from New York, but it's not John Carpenter. It's from one of my favorite bands and yours, Nightbirds.
S.D. Pliskin, American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Light. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero.
Who are you?
Hauk, Police Commissioner.
Bob Hauk.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, Pliskin.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action you've committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The President was on board.
President of what?
That's not funny, Pliskin. You go in. Find the President, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
24 hours, huh?
I'm making you an offer.
Bullshit.
Straight, just like I said.
I'll think about it.
No time. Give me an answer.
Get a new President.
We're still at war, Pliskin. We need him alive.
I don't give a fuck about your war or your President.
Is that your answer?
I'm thinking about it.
Think hard.
Why me?
You flew the Gulfire over Leningrad. You know how to get in quiet. You're all I've got.
I guess I go in one way or the other. Doesn't mean shit to me. Give me the paper.
When you come out?
Before.
I told you I wasn't a fool, Pliskin.
Call me Snake.
Connie doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. Oh, so don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's on her knees.
My cousin Walter jerked off in public once. True story. He was on a plane to New Mexico when all of a sudden the hydraulics went. The plane started spinning around, going out of control, so he decides it's all over and whips it out and starts beating it right there. So all the other passengers take a cue from him and they start whipping it out and beating like mad. So all the passengers are beating off, plummeting to their certain doom, when all of a sudden the hydraulics kick back in and the plane rights itself. It lands safely. And everyone puts their pieces or whatever, you know, away and deboard. Nobody mentions the phenomenon to anyone else.
Well, did he come or what?
Jesus Christ, man! There's just some things you don't talk about in public.
They tell us all their social life.
saw her face. Gives us blood and it's worth placing. Take from you, take from me. Society is a common use. We're social norms and social rules. We're social scam. We're social rules. They tell us all. We're socializing. Ignoring all our social crimes. We need a new game before we start. We watch this dance and we fall apart. We'll let be ourselves. Never be social.
That thing was alive?
So they say.
Oh, God. Hey, these things don't leak, do they?
Leak? Hell no. These things were made by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, fuck!
There they are.
His body's in there? Hey, these things don't leak, do they?
Leak? Hell no. These things were made by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, fuck!
Thank you.
This song is called I Am Sad, So Very, Very Sad. Thank you. This next one's called We Hate You, Please Die.
I think it may have taken me more time to type that song title and everything into my playlist than it did to actually play. That was Crash and the Boys with I'm So Sad, So Very, Very Sad from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack, which is fantastic and you should own it. They've repressed it on vinyl, so you can actually get it decently cheap now. Also on vinyl, surprisingly, is the Clerks soundtrack. Shop Radiocast put it out a couple... last winter, I believe, back in November, and you can still pick it up. It's a double LP, and you can get it for, like, $25. I don't know if I want it or not. I mean, I like all those songs, but, like, before that, you heard the Trioxin theme by Francis Haines from the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack. Interestingly enough, the only way you can get that is if you can find, there's a picture disc version that has a lot of dialogue on it, and it's well worth tracking down. It's kind of pricey, but I would argue it's probably the definitive version of the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack, which is a fine, fine piece of work. Before that, you heard Social by Squirt Gun, and that is on the Mallrats soundtrack. That is also on their self-titled album on Lookout Records, which I believe we've played before, but fuck it. I love that song. And that movie I enjoy more and more as time goes on. I would argue that that is Kevin Smith's best movie, or at least the one that is aged best. Clerks has its moments. Clerks 2 is actually really good. If you enjoyed Clerks, then Clerks 2 is great. But, like, Chasing Amy, like, there are some... That movie hurts. Oh, fuck. Speaking of movies that haven't necessarily aged well but have their moments, the Eurotrip soundtrack is mostly crap. But that first track, Lustra's Scotty Doesn't Know, which plays a very pivotal role at the start of the movie, featuring one of Matt Damon's finest performances. And also... It's hilarious. If you've seen the movie, you will enjoy that song. And if you haven't, I hope it makes you want to at least watch up through that scene. We start everything off with Nightbirds doing John Carpenter's Escape from New York theme. That is on their Born to Die in Suburbia LP on Grave Mistake Records. Hey, they've got a new album that comes out this October on Fat Wreck Chords. Hopefully we'll get to talk to frontman Brian Gorsinger and get him to do a guest DJ spot. We've got one set left, and what better way to start it off than some music from Pulp Fiction.
Okay, so tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Hash is legal there, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
And those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this, okay. It's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter, because get a load of this, all right? If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's the right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all it is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's a little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Well, Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King. You know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise.
God.
I seen them do it, man. They fucking drown them in that shit.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailor? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Steeler's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number 5 as K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.
Nothing, and you're proud of your assembly man.
We started that set with some music from Quentin Tarantino's films, and we ended it the same way. From the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack, that was Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You, which soundtracks a very, very terrible scene. Not, like, a bad scene. Just like, no, it's a bad scene. Like, not bad scene. Yeah, like, in a bad scene, everyone's fault sort of way. Like, just a very hard part of the movie to watch. That's, you know, damn. I'm babbling here, but, like, it's very hard to start thinking about that particular part of Reservoir Dogs without getting a little shocked and going into, like, a tiny little rabbit hole of fear. And that is completely counterbalanced by the song which we played before it, and that is the song that begins the Muppet movie. It is Kermit the Frog and Rainbow Connection, or the song that makes people of a certain age sort of tear up and get sad a lot, as it does me. And if you want to talk about, like, a song that begins a movie that is just so perfect, Redbone's Come and Get Your Love, that is in the film Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the one that sort of, like, once you get past all of, like, the intro and you get, like, your splash open with the titles and all of that, God, just so fucking good, that scene. Like, I mean, that just perfectly introduces Chris Pratt and Star-Lord and all of that. And the problem with me talking about Guardians of the Galaxy is that it means I'm probably going to go watch it, and I've got shit to do today, but I'll probably have that on in the background. But anyhow, that's available. You can buy the Guardians of the Galaxy film score by Tyler Bates as a double LP with Awesome Mix Volume 1. And it's usually pretty affordable, and both of those are amazing. Like, seriously, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Awesome Mix Volume 1 is the best, like, mix possible. And if you want to have fun, go down the rabbit hole and find all of the songs that aren't on it. It's quite good. And we started everything off with Kool and the Gang doing Jungle Boogie from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, going back to that Tarantino well. And that does it for this particular installment of the podcast. Hopefully I'll get some, like, new, like, music and all of that. In the meantime, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff for review. Tell your friends with zines and things like that for stuff on the website and the podcast, and I'd be more than happy to plug it for them. And to you, thanks for listening.
Drink up. Less boo-boo.
Boo-boo? What is that?
You remember Less Boo-Boo? You know from Mr. Shepherd's classroom, it said on the wall, exit pursued by a bear, you know, from that Shakespeare play?
A Winter's Tale.
Yeah. What was it called?
A Winter's Tale.
That's it. And if we needed to make a quick getaway, we'd say, exit pursued by a bear. And then it was, exit pursued by Yogi Bear. And then it was just, let's Yogi and boo-boo. And then, let's boo-boo.
She's saying we should go.
Yeah, it's shit here, isn't it?